Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 95 of Maestro on the Mic. Today I'm asking the question, are you a critical thinker? Or are you perhaps more of a, pain science social media parrot? Whoa, fighting words, I realize. But I promise this question comes from a really, really good place, and it's something I've been thinking about for a while. So, before you send me any hate mail, tune into the full episode. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic, Thursday shorty style. Today I'm talking about what I think it means to be a physical therapy student, or I should say a student in general, and maybe a little bit of a call to action in that what I would like to see more students doing. So, I teach a lot, I get to travel to teach, and it's fantastic because I get to meet a lot of different people, and with social media, I get to hear from a lot of you guys, so please keep writing in. One of the things that you guys write to me is typically like, oh, I don't know if you ever will even see this, and if you're even going to write back, write to me. I promise I will write back. And I appreciate you being so, humble or whatever it's called, and respectful of my time. I really do. And that makes me more apt and more inclined to write back faster. So thank you. But I get questions from you guys, and I meet you in person, I get questions. And one of the things that I'm seeing, and one of the things I think that is a fault of school, especially physical therapy school, is that it doesn't teach you how to think. It doesn't teach you how to critically think. And, I'm really happy with the direction that that the physical therapy profession is going, where I see students going. I think that we are headed in a very, very good direction, and physical therapy of the future is going to be phenomenal. But I'm seeing a lot of these same motivated students that, are can be very outspoken about things that they consider to be outdated or whatever, but they're not actually critically thinking about anything. It doesn't matter that you can stand on a soapbox like I love to do and, shout things. I need you to think first and not just be like, well, I'm not going to memorize that person's stuff because it's old and outdated and it's just about ultrasound and e-stim, but I'm just going to go memorize what that person is saying about pain science. It's no different. It's better information theoretically that we're getting, but, you fast forward 10 years, who knows how correct this stuff is going to be. And I think that's one of my biggest points here, is that I need you guys to be critical thinkers. I don't want you to blindly ask why for everything or question everything and stand for nothing. You got to have your roots and your heels digged. Jesus. You have to have your heels dug into something and stand for something. And, you use that as a springboard, right? You got to learn the rules first so that you know how to break them, know when to break them, and know when they're just, total bullshit. But I just see students, memorizing the other camp now. And that's really no better than memorizing and regurgitating the stuff that we know maybe isn't as good, or, the science and the studies don't back it up. I hear people, you guys write to me, and I love it. Please keep doing it. It also gives me food for thought and fuel for these podcast episodes. But you guys write into me about, modalities. And I honestly don't think a lot of you know why not to use them, aside from the fact that people on social media don't like them. I'm not fully convinced that, you guys understand that it is benefit. There can be benefit. And perhaps there is a time and a place for it. I feel like it's just you've gone and I don't want to be pointing fingers. And so, if you are getting offended by this, well, maybe it's because it affects you and you should think about it. But, I'm not trying to be combative or anything like that. But some of the questions that I receive, and I will always respond, and I'll usually respond with a question right back. Some of the questions I receive are just almost like people are trying to ask what my recipe is so that they can memorize it. And that's no better. Like, I love what I have to say, clearly. But I want you guys to listen to things and really sit with them and digest them and think about things. And it's okay to live in the middle of the road. It's okay to, you know, be on really one side of the road too, if you really feel strongly about something. But just so long as you're formulating, you're informing your own, formulating a word? I don't know. As long as you're forming your own ideas. Like, I love social media. I love what it's doing. Everything is in general getting pushed in the correct, the right, a better direction, like really looking to help people out. But I want to create or support or, you know, advocate for more individual thinking, more critical thinking. And one of the questions that I get a lot, and I don't really understand why, is basically, should I push into pain or should I go into pain? Or if I'm assessing and they have pain, like, should we keep doing that? The whole thing typically stems around like pushing through pain. And I'm just kind of like, why in the hell would you do that in an assessment? Like, if it hurts someone, stop. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And I think it's because we have not created independent thinkers. We have people that are really freaking smart. You guys are so smart and you're so passionate, but school teaches you just enough to not teach you to question things. And so you're like, okay, well, I can see that that method over there, like, isn't necessarily right, because a lot of people that are talking about it, that is a bit outdated, and like the newer camps and people that are getting, you know, better results and things that resonate with me are saying this thing. But I still need you to go and dig and figure out the why. Because I also have people that are, you know, so many people that are just like, yeah, when once I graduate, I can forget all of that stuff. And I'm like, but do you actually like understand it? And do you understand why maybe it's not good? Or are you just going to forget it and now be like a really blank slate and have like no idea where to start? Like, at least if you have something to do, then you can move forward. You're not going to kill anyone with it. Like, you can start from there and then you can figure out why you don't like it or why it isn't the best approach, as opposed to just being like, I'm going to forget this stuff. I'm like, do you understand why it isn't the most effective way or the most efficient way or the most ideal way to go about doing things, right? So circling back a little bit to that pain comment, I get this question quite often, and you know, I try to put myself back into the shoes of being a new grad and being in school, and I get it, because I was that student. Like, I was a very good student. I'm not afraid or ashamed to say that, you know, but a tunnel vision student, and you're like just trying to memorize this stuff and learn this stuff. And you know, Anita Perando, she is phenomenal and a good, really good friend of mine from PT school. And she was a second career student. And there was so much value in having those students in the class, because they just brought perspective. And so much of what she would say, you know, her background was massage therapy. She'd be like, this doesn't matter, because here's the bigger context. When you're dealing with a patient, when you're dealing with a human, it's different. And I really couldn't see that. And now I'm like 100,000% on her team, you know, in her camp. But I have you guys asking me these questions that, I think if you just took a step back and just said, does this make sense? You would say no, right? We're looking for objective answers or objective protocols to subjective things. Like, when you're doing an assessment on someone, the goal is not to get as much information as possible, right? That's part of what you were trying to do there. The main goal of your initial eval is to create a connection with that person. That's it. Because you're not going to, quote unquote, fix them in one session. You never fix people. Right? We facilitate anyway. But you're not going to, whatever you want to say, fix them in one session. They're going to need to come back. Whether it's that you're doing things remotely, or, you know, you have that model that was more like mine, where it's once every other week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. Or maybe you're on that other old school model that's, you know, 75 times in a week, whatever. Either way, this is just an initial point of contact with that person. And your primary goal needs to be facilitating some sort of connection and some sort of relationship. That's it. It's not to, you know, spit facts at them or show them how smart you are, or to try and figure out the name of their diagnosis, or to get a million objective measures, because they can probably, and they will, change the next time that they come back in. it is to establish a relationship with that person. And if your goal is to establish a relationship with that person, why in the hell would you want to keep doing something to them that causes them pain? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I get it. You want to talk about pain science, things like that. And, you know, it's an output from the brain and yada, yada, yada. It hurts them. No matter what you're saying, the science behind it, it fucking hurts them. So stop doing it. Right? Once you get that initial, like, yeah, that hurts. Okay, then that's our baseline there. I know that that movement hurts. And my goal, when I'm treating or when I'm assessing, my goal is to reproduce your symptoms. I've always felt that if I could reproduce your symptoms, I could, you know, fix you. I could help you. When I can't reproduce them, it becomes very difficult for me to be like, well, I don't really know what we can change then to, you know, change the outcome of that output. You know, to give a different input, to get a different output. But once I've recreated it, my next step is to figure out how to make it better. Right? Like, yes, that person may leave with a little bit more discomfort, depending on how long they've waited, you know, with things. My guy, Nick Engel, ATX Physical Therapy, I'll put it in the show notes. He dropped a really good post about this the other day. Like, depending on the chronicity of something, how long someone's waited, you know, chemical irritation, things like that, they may leave in a bit more discomfort. It's never my goal, but, you know, you've had that person where, like, some, especially, like, knee pain, things like that, where sometimes you start doing something and you're kind of loading the tissues a bit more and maybe things flare up a little bit. That happens. But at an initial evaluation, you have to understand, like, this is the first time you're meeting someone. You have a ton of information, you know, subjective especially, you're trying to get. You don't have that much time. The goal is really, one, form connection. Form a relationship with that person. Get some buy-in. Get some trust. Right? Make them want to come back or make them want to see you or seek your help again. Then I'm looking to see, like, okay, can I reproduce your pain? Cool. Okay, now what can I do to make it better? Even if it's education, right? Maybe not touching them, right? Let's go on pain science rabbit hole. Okay, maybe I'm educating them. That's fine. But my goal is, like, people ask me this question of, like, okay, so, you know, it stems back. I had a course last weekend, and we do skin screening, and we look to see, you know, if I glide your skin, this is through rock tape, right? If I glide your skin in a certain direction, does that reproduce your symptoms? Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? And people always get stuck on this. And they're like, okay, so if you found a direction that makes it worse, like, do you just keep pushing into that? And I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, if this was you, would you want that? Like, no, that's just a marker. Like, okay, I figured out this is not good for you. This is threatening to your system. Why am I going to keep doing that? Because eventually I think it's going to not be threatening. Like, I guess that's one way to go about it. But I know if it was me personally and someone was doing that to me, I would not want to go see them again, right? And I just think if you took a step back and just said, you know, you critically thought, I almost said thunk, if you critically thought about it and you said, does this make sense? I think you'd be able to answer a lot of your own questions, right? Remember that at the end of the day, you're treating a human. My girl Brianna Battles, I had an awesome conversation with her because she deals with this in her own regard. And people writing in and asking questions. And she did I was like, you should have Cade. That's her, he's little. He's like 6 or something. He's adorable. I was like, you should have Cade. Do an FAQ with Cade. And she just did a little, like, funny video for me asking these kind of things. Like, if this happened, what would you do? And if you felt this, what would you do? And, you know, the kid had all the right answers. Like, we know what we should be doing, at least to start off with. Make the nervous system feel safe. You know what to do to make someone's nervous system feel safe. We start running into problems, yes, if we only ever do passive modalities. Yes, I get it. By themselves, they're not effective. You know, they're not going to fix you. They're not a long-term solution. But can they help? Fuck yes. Absolutely. Make that person feel good. Make the nervous system feel safe. Don't make them dependent. But by God, like, make the person feel good. At the end of the day, that's all we want. Right? You want to be happy? You want the nervous system to feel good, feel safe? And then we're asking questions like, okay, that direction makes things worse and hurts them. Should I keep pushing into that? No. Right? And I'm not here. I don't want to shame you. I don't want to make you feel dumb. But I do want you guys to look in the mirror and take some ownership. You guys are really freaking smart. Really smart. So start using your common sense. I think there's just not enough of it. There's not enough of genuine inquiry and just being an independent, you know, thinker. Just regurgitating or memorizing, even someone as great as me, right? Just regurgitating that is no good. listen to these things and maybe listen to a few less things, because I know you're getting bombarded. If you're on social media, it is everywhere. There's like a million people, like the louder, the better. Just then they're this person's reposting that person, and then they did a collaboration with four of them, and you're hearing the same thing, and you're just like, it must be true. All right, maybe listen to a little bit less of it, so it becomes a little bit easier to, you know, get rid of some of the static. And then ask yourself, does this make sense? Do I believe this? What are they really talking about? How is the outcome that they are talking about being truly being achieved? Is it because the nuances of this approach, or is it because it really takes into that into consideration the human factor? Like, we just need to start there. There are a million different modalities and techniques out there for a reason. It's not because we haven't found the best one yet. It's because we're dealing with a nervous system, and all we're ever doing when we touch someone or use a tool or a needle or whatever, providing a novel stimulus. Yes, there are some mechanical effects to be had, for sure, right? Fascial decompression, interlayer gliding, circulatory changes, fluid dynamic changes, things like that. Of course, of course, of course. But what I'm really, you know, what we're really doing a lot of is providing a novel stimulus or new information to the nervous system. That's it. Providing information to the nervous system. Everyone's nervous system is different, and as such, some things resonate more with certain people than others. And within that nervous system, that's tying in beliefs and past experiences and expectations and hopes and thoughts and things like that. It's not just like purely the, you know, physiological side of your nervous system. It's different. So different strokes for different folks. Right, so I see people just trying to collect so many of these different strokes, which is good. You know, have a big toolbox. It's fine. That sounds weird, but have a big toolbox. It's fine. But make sure you're critically thinking and asking, how are these things working? How does each tool work? What is this person, you know, that's saying these things? What are they really saying? What are they really talking about? Does this make sense? Right? Am I asking for objective outlines and procedures and protocols for subjective things? Or, you know, am I saying that, you know, cookie cutter approaches are no good, but then I'm just going and asking someone who I agree with or look up to what their cookie cutter approach is? Like, that's no better. It's no better. So I'm going to wrap this up. It's my Thursday shorties have been getting a little not so shorty, so I'm sorry about that. I'm going to wrap this up. My point today was, think for yourselves, people. I love what you're doing. I love the questions you ask. And, you know, I would actually really love it even more if when you go to ask me questions, you told me what you thought before just asking what I thought. Because sometimes it feels like a little bit of a cop-out where you guys will just ask, well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And I want to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. And I'm doing a podcast episode about that too. I want to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. And I think that, you know, you have a firm foundation and a solid understanding and, you know, thought process about something. But I don't want to assume that. And so I'd rather you not put me in that place of having to assume that. And lead with, hey, this is what I think about this. This is what I've read. This is what I've seen. You know, maybe I'm confused about this. Or, you know, I just wanted to know, do you agree with this? What are your thoughts on it? Let me know what you think first so I can have a discussion. And it's not just me worrying that you're going to take my thoughts and cookie cutter them, because there's no guarantee that they're right. They're probably right, but there's no guarantee they're right. So, you know, without causing too much confusion, my goal at the end of the day is always just to empower you and ask you to be an independent thinker. I love putting what I believe out there. I don't want to force it on anyone ever. And I put it out there freely. You like it, take it. You know, that's cool too. I'm trying to convert anyone to my style. Get maestrified. That sounds like a bad version of it. Like, I'm just here to put it out because this is what I think and what I feel. I want you guys to create your own thoughts, your own beliefs, your own systems, right? I get a lot of questions, you know, how should I start I want to start a social media following, or I want to, you know, start a brand, whatever. And I ask a lot of questions before I give out information about that. But one of the things that comes with that is it needs to be you. They want to hear from you. They want to hear what you think about. They don't want to hear you, like, your regurgitation of what Maestro said. Like, they want to hear what you have to say. So don't be afraid to question things. Really sit down with it and say, why? Does this make sense? Have I personally seen this anecdotally? Which I get as a student can be tough because maybe you don't have that many patients. But then treat your friends, treat your family, things like that, and start to say, yeah, this doesn't make sense. Like, that approach, like, it doesn't fly. Or like, yeah, that does make sense. All right, officially going to wrap it up. It's been too long, but I feel good about this episode. I really like this one. So if you want more discussion like this, clearly just keep tuning in. But I'd love to have you at one of my courses. This is a lot of what goes in or what went into developing my Moving with the Maestro course. And this is a lot of what you're going to get. I will give you a framework for things, right? I learned that from Rock Tape. I will give you a framework because you got to have a starting point. But I open this course up to everyone because I want all of those different thought processes and all those different experiences so that you can get exposed to that. And then you can create your own vision and your own methodology, right? So if you like this, you want more, check out a course. I would love to have you. I'm going to link it in the show notes, Moving with the Maestro. I have like, I don't know, 8 dates that I'm doing around the country. Might add a few more, but I would love to have you. Okay, now officially wrapping it up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for the past 20 minutes or so. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. And today I'm especially grateful. I'm really, really happy with this episode. So as always, thank you. And one more time, my friends, truly thank you. Until next time, Maestro.